Consumer Watch with Wayne Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
It's 8:48 on East Coast Breakfast, and in your Consumer Watch, breaking news we had yesterday, there's a ban on laptops and tablets in cabins of certain flights out of certain countries to the US and to the UK, and apparently this affects us here in South Africa. My first question I'm asking myself is, if I'm traveling to America or the UK, how do I get to do the work that I want to do on my laptop? Isn't this an incredible inconvenience, Wendy Nola?
Well, of course it is. As if flying wasn't complicated enough, all those visa applications for some of us,
and
putting your little cosmetics into tiny little whatevers. Yeah, so some background for those who haven't been following the story. The restriction applies to electronic devices bigger than a standard cell phone or smartphone, so even those fablety things are out.
Mm-hmm.
Laptops, games, consoles, tablets, e-readers, all those electronics on certain flights from mainly Middle Eastern countries into the UK and the US.
Mm.
It applies to flights into US and UK airports from the following cities: Cairo, Kuwait City, Dubai, very important for South Africa, Doha, Abu Dhabi, Casablanca, Jeddah, Amman, Riyadh, and Istanbul. And it affects these airlines: Royal Jordanian, Egypt Air, Turkish Airlines, Saudi, Kuwait Airways, Emirates, Etihad Airways, and Royal Air Maroc. So it's been widely reported that the new security measures follow intelligence obtained earlier this year, indicating that terrorists are working on ways to smuggle explosives onto planes and to hide them in these electronics. The ban will be enforced by this weekend, I was told, by Emirates, and the implications are many and they range in seriousness. Of course, the most affected airline in South Africa would be Emirates, because they have direct flights from Joburg, Cape Town and Durban to Dubai and then on to several American and UK cities. So I sent Emirates a list of questions earlier in the week about the electronics ban and its implications, and I received the following statement in response. Emirates can confirm that as per the new security directive issued by the Transportation Security Administration, that's the TSA, electronic devices larger than a cell phone or smartphone, excluding medical devices, so your
oh, thank goodness, I can take my pacemaker.
The pacemaker, I couldn't think of the word, the heart phaser.
What a relief.
Yes, no one can smuggle any bombs into there. Those can't be carried into the, those electronics can't be carried into the cabin.
Yeah.
It comes into effect, Emirates said, on the 25th of March, that's Saturday, and is valid until the 14th of October. I don't know why that random, why the threat would be over the 14th, but anyway, of October. And that it's applicable whether you're going through, whether you're originating from Dubai or whether you're transiting through, which would be the case for South Africans.
I'm not even going to ask the obvious questions about the difference between an explosive in baggage or an explosive in the underbelly. It's an explosive on a plane.
I suppose maybe it's easier to trigger if it's in the cabin, or I don't know, but yeah, it's
all right. I still can't get my head around this ban. I think Trump opened up the floodgates with this one when he started with his Muslim ban. It's just getting more and more ridiculous.
It's a symptom of that, yes.
What are the implications of this actual ban?
For starters, many people, to avoid pilferage from their bags or damage to their bags, and to avoid missing connections when you've got tight ones while waiting at the baggage carousel for your bag, choose to only ever travel with carry-on bags, and I'm one of them. I've gone through Dubai with a carry-on, even on long-haul flights.
Yeah.
So, as I say, I do that. And now that option on those flights doesn't exist anymore. Secondly, this is the major one, and Emirates wouldn't be drawn on this, by the way. No airline takes any responsibility for electronic valuables, which are packed into check-in baggage at all. So any cameras, electronics, if you pack it into your baggage, they don't take responsibility, which is why if I've got a carry-on and they want to take it from me as you walk in, I refuse, because I say, you will not take any responsibility, and they leave me alone.
Mm.
But now this is throwing all of that completely on its head. And you can bet that morally challenged baggage handlers will be targeting baggage going via those countries. They're not stupid. They read the news as well.
Yeah.
So, thirdly, those electronics that are now in check-in baggage will be at risk of not only being stolen but damaged. And anyone who's ever looked out of an airport or airplane window onto the, what's that word, apron, what the tarmac-y
way.
Yeah.
The runway.
Not the runway. It wouldn't be happening on the runway. But, you've seen those suitcases being chucked into bins and out of holds and whatever, and not with a whole lot of finesse. How do we protect our sensitive laptops and tablets from being damaged, in transit? So, as I say, I put all of these questions to the Emirates spokesman, but he didn't answer any of them. Yesterday, I actually spoke to a Cape-based journalist, Norman McFarlane, who recently booked and paid for Emirates flights for himself and his wife from Cape Town to LA via Dubai, departing in mid-June. He said the cabin ban on tablets, e-readers and laptops had forced him to take expensive and extensive steps to deal with the risk of theft and damage to those electronic items. So, and what he's done actually serves as good advice to other people who've booked on a flight.
Okay.
And they're going to have to check in the electronics. So he's made sure that all the information on his laptop is backed up on the cloud.
Yeah.
So that if he doesn't make it to LA, he hasn't lost all his
information
work stuff. Yeah. Yeah. He's contacted his insurance company and made sure that his electronic items are fully covered in terms of all risks.
Okay.
You have to specify them because you're taking them out of your home.
Yeah.
He intends to invest in a sturdy clamshell non-zip suitcase. He said the zips are easy to penetrate. And then to make sure that not only the goods are insured, but the suitcases as well, because those suitcases are not cheap.
Certainly if you're getting those non-zip clamshell
ones.
Yeah,
no, they so. And he says the flight from Dubai to LA is more than 16 hours long in itself. He says he had planned to spend a lot of it working on his laptop, as he said in the beginning, Darren. He says, now I'm going to have to go old school, read an actual book and talk to my wife.
No, don't make us talk to our wives.
So yeah, there are a lot of implications. And you really, if you are booked, if you're going via any of those Middle Eastern airports, really, it's not business as usual. You really have to make a different plan.
Nice advice there, and the ban is real. I know it's crazy, and it sounds like out of some sort of science fiction book, but it's not. It's real, and the implications are real as well. So go and check out Wendy's blog. It'll be on our website, ecr.co.za. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, sir.